So, Bruce, actually, let me introduce Bruce. Bruce and I are podcasters, but Bruce has been doing this a lot longer. He's actually responsible for this PodNO 2021
Oh, yes.
online podcasting conference that's coming on June 26, 2021. And Bruce is an amazing. He is like an awesome person. We connected when I joined the PodNO family, a podcast. No, actually, it's the New York City NYC podcast network, and he and I connected, and today we're sharing our platform. We're sharing our podcast platform. And before we took a break, we were talking about, how podcasters are sharing their voice, their vision, and their mission, and how they're cutting through the noise, because everyone seems like they have a podcast. Every time you wake up, it's a new podcaster. Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama has a podcast. Oprah has a podcast. You
So
know, the
Bruce
Pope
Springsteen
probably
has
has a
a pod.
podcast.
Bruce
The Pope
Springsteen
does
has a
have a
podcast?
podcast. Did you know the
Really?
Pope had a podcast? So it's so
Oh,
amazing.
wow.
Yes, he does. So Bruce, how did you get started? How did you fall into this? Is this something that you've all, where you did start in the radio world, or how do you get involved in podcasting?
Okay, that's a loaded question, so I'll keep it very
Okay.
short. 2005, that's the year. And I heard of the word podcast, didn't know what it was, didn't pay attention. And then I'm in the bookstore and I see from Todd Cochran, Introduction to Podcasting, I believe. It was a silver book with green lettering. And that silver book was glossy. It was reflective, one of those. And I said, this podcasting thing is here to stay because now we got authors writing about it. And I read it. And I think at the time, I just wanted to get into radio, but I didn't know how. And I thought podcasting would just be the way to do it. And obviously, I think hundreds of other podcasters figured it out. And seriously, I started doing my podcasting. I thought that podcasting was only music. I didn't think it would be spoken word, like 99% of them. So I had a music podcast. And then I realized, why would I be limiting myself to just music when I can speak? And then I realized people are actually podcasting out there. I'm not the only one on my area of Long Island. So I built a podcast network. And before I knew it, I had something like, I don't know, within 1 month, I had like 15 people joining with their podcast. But the way I got started was with the music show, being that I'm also a musician. So that's the whole thing.
Awesome. And it's funny because I actually was contacted by a fellow alum at Delaware State University, and she had a radio show. She had All About Us Radio and podcast, and they had launched the podcast, and most of their shows and their hosts, it was geared towards the younger generation, the teenagers. And they had did some studies, and they saw that the demographics were older, boomers and beyond. So they figured they needed a show on the platform that was going to appeal to boomers and beyond. And she had been following my blog, Dell Blog. And she was like, "Do you think that you would be interested in doing a podcast?" And I was like, "Huh? A live show?" I mean, like I said, I started on Anchor, so it was like just me and my little microphone. But this was going to be a call-in show. It was going to be an hour. It was going to be on a Sunday, and it was just going to be me. I did it all by myself before I started interviewing guests. But like you, Bruce, I was able to, they had music. They had licensed music, so I could do, the breaks and the music and things like that. And I mean, the podcasting bug hit me and I just love it. And then I said, you know what? Let me teach others how to podcast. Let me teach others how to blog. So let me just repurpose the content and make it into a podcast. So I had the podcast on blogging, and now I still have the podcast on podcasting. But now I've brought back the interview style. Now it's out and about with Antoinette. I'm so excited too.
That's great. So the interview style, explain that more.
Well, actually, when you talk about podcasting, you talk about your format. I teach people, what is your format? Are you going to create a podcast that's simply solo? It's just going to be you and your mic, in your room talking about whatever it is that you want to talk about. Or are you going to bring on, you know, subject matter experts? Are you going to bring on people that's going to enhance? Now, this is the important thing. You want to have your guest that's going to enhance your brand, not just be any Joe Schmo from Idaho. No offense to Joe Schmo who lives in Idaho, but you want someone that's going to help to build onto your brand. And because my podcast is basically, showcasing people that are doing positive things in their communities. That's the type of people I want. I don't need just anybody. I want someone that's doing something positive. So that's the interview style. You bring them on, you interview them, they promote you, you promote them, and it's all one big happy family.
Yes, it is. That is exactly the way it's done. And you're actually the first dual podcast we're doing. And the thing that I'm trying to do is, because I now started this guest exchange too, and I'm trying to say, you know what? I'm matching all these guests up with these podcasters. I've never matched myself with a podcaster yet, being that I'm so busy doing my own. So I think the dual podcast is a great way for podcasters themselves to get out. And I think, it's a suggestion, you should probably do a blog post on it.
Well, Bruce, get out of my head. Because I normally do is I repurpose content. And when I find a post or if I find an episode that's worth blogging about and investigating further, because again, this is what I do. I teach others how to podcast or others how to blog, and you want to have the content that's relevant. So for you to invite me to do this dual podcast, I was like, sure, I'm game. I've never done it before. And you know what? Yeah. I'm going to also continue doing that. I think I'm going to add that to my repertoire. In addition to just interviewing, you know, guests, let's interview each other, you know, because I've been on other shows. I've been on other podcasts where, you know, the podcast host, it's a Q&A back and forth, you know, you promote yourself and they have you on their show. And I've done many of those. I mean, lots and lots of those, but this is my first one where this same episode is going to be played on both of our platforms, on your podcast and on my podcast. So this is great. And I think, again, this is going to be a blog post, and we're going to talk about the pros and the cons. I think there's more pros than cons. What do you think?
I do also. And I'm trying to think, honestly, there's only one con that comes to mind. And that con is the fact that people who might subscribe to both of our podcasts are going to listen to it, and they're going to listen to the first one, go to the next podcast and say, wait a minute, I already heard that one. Did I make a mistake and click on the wrong one? So I think it's important to overcome that con, to make it very clear from the beginning when people click, it's called a dual podcast. And when we promote it, we tell people, hey, a dual podcast is the same podcast episode on two different podcasts. And the podcasters are interviewing each other. I don't see any other cons to it. Do you?
No. And you know how you can overcome the con? When we promote this show, when we promote this episode, we don't have to use the whole, you know, however many minutes this is. We can use portions, as just clips, like saying, okay, we decided to do a dual podcast. And, you know, Bruce and I did this podcast. We asked each other questions. I'm going to give you just a clip because I don't know how long is your normal show by yourself when you do your solo format.
It averages between 15 to 20 minutes, sometimes more or less.
Okay. So mine averages about 15 minutes. So you're going to have more, or you may choose, you know what? We could take different clips. We can take different portions of it and say, you know, this is what I took from it. This is going to be on mine. And you know what? To hear more about Bruce, head over to his podcast. So again, you know, it just feeds that ego. It's just like that little hook to get them to come back to hear us later.
No, that's true. And there's already, now I have started this podcast only the end of 2020. So I only have 9 episodes because I was promoting so many on the podcast network. I didn't think about having my own podcast, even though I did back in 2005. And here's the interesting thing about that. I just lost my train of thought.
That happens.
I know you can edit all this out, right?
So maybe I will and maybe I won't. See,
oh boy.
This is some of the, you know what? That was good, Bruce, because again, my podcast is about teaching others how to podcast and giving them podcasting tips and tricks. And one of the things I always say is, you don't have to read your script verbatim. I always provide a script, or I have a script, but having those bullets sometimes can keep you on track. So if Bruce had had some bullets, he might have stayed on track. But he said he started podcast, so he got like less than 10 episodes. So continue, Bruce.
Well, I'll say this, Antoinette.
Become a successful podcaster. We'll be right back after these messages. Become a successful podcaster is now back.
And this is an exact compliment. I don't think you're the bullet type of person. I don't want to have bullets with you because you're too dynamic for bullets. And when I say too dynamic, I mean good, because the opposite of too dynamic is boring, and you're not boring at all. I'm not boring. We are very animated, and animated is dynamic. And I just can't see dynamic people or animated people following a script or a bullet. There are some people I could. Now, I did interview Jeff and Jim Wood 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Of Swimmable. Swimmable is an amazing company that teaches children how to swim, but without swimming lessons, because swimming lessons are too structured and they say children don't learn that way. Mm-hmm. I had interview questions for them. They are the bullet type of guys. You're not a bullet person. So, you know,
Bruce, you know what? I love it. I love you. But you want to see my script? Here's my script. I use the same script. And then I do, you know what it is? It's not that I script it. You know why? Let me put it to you this way. This is the reason why I script it out, is because I repurpose the content. So if I write it out, all I do is copy and paste and clean it up to put it onto my blog and then embed the podcast. That's why I script it out. I mean, and I've had guests that say, I don't do scripts. I just want to go with the flow. And I'm like, that's fine, but I'm going to be asking you these questions. So no, you know, I'm not expecting you to read verbatim any answer. I just leave your name there. And then I sent it to Meg, you and Meg, to see. That's what I send out. I want to know, because you may have something you want to say and we get into it and then we forget. And it's like, oh man, I meant to talk about this, that, and the other. So I like to have my script. I like to say, you know, welcome to the Delaware Blogger Podcast. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, AKA the Delaware Blogger. Cause every week I come to you with podcasting pointers that will help you to share your mission and your vision, just using your voice, blah, 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 blah. That works for me.
I'm very familiar with that because Megan and I do listen to some of your episodes. And you say it so perfectly every single time, like the same tone. I mean, you could just record that, and you're so good at it, you wouldn't even know. But
and when people meet me, I mean, outside of the podcast, it's become such a habit. It's like, hi, I'm Antoinette Blake, better known as the DE Diva, AKA the Delaware Blogger. And they're like, I know you.
Well, you know, it's good for branding. That's your brand. You know,
I look behind me. Look behind me, Bruce. What does that say?
The Delaware Blogger.
And what does that say? The Delaware Blogger Podcast. That's me. That's my brand.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's awesome. Yes.
Because I want to leave a legacy. You know, that's the thing. That's the whole thing about social media. People don't get it. Social media is about your brand. It's about the legacy that you leave, you know, long after you're gone. It's almost like, you know, how do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be remembered for having that 9-to-5 job that you went to day in and day out to pay the bills? Or do you want to be known for the person that was always, you know, helpful and sharing and could give you some information, make you laugh, make you smile, make you cry, make you feel something? Or, you know, who was that person? That's that dash in between. Yeah, I was born in 1961. Yeah. I don't know when I'm leaving this world, but when I leave, I want people to say, man, the Delaware Blogger. That's how people know me, the Delaware Blogger. They don't know I'm Antoinette Blake. They don't know I'm Tyer Militano.
I already had that stuck in my head as your brand. You know, so you did a good job that, you know, definitely with that. I don't even know what my brand is. I have not been pressing on with the brand, but I should do that. I've been thinking about it, but I want to do it because Megan and I do everything together. So I'm trying to work in Meg into my brand. So we brand together.
Exactly.
Speaking of Meg, I want to tell you what Megan's doing now. Actually, Megan and me, but more Megan. Megan's driving. Okay. Megan's the front end and I'm the back end. So Megan is starting her own podcast network. It's called the Media Girl Network.
Oh, I love it.
And I assume that it's all women. So all the women podcasters we have coming over, it's just going to be that. I'm going to build the website. She's going to decide how the content's going to be laid out. And we're very excited about that too. What? Podcast and blogging.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, you just perked up my ears. I'm a blogger, a vlogger, and a podcaster. So it's right up my alley. So that's
awesome. I think she already mentioned you doing blogging for us. So we already got synergy right there.
Oh, yeah. Cool. But Neil, let me ask you something, Bruce, because you said you were a musician and then you really started getting into podcasting. So how did you create this Podno conference? Where did that come from? That seems like it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, but it seems, and yes, I was thinking about how overwhelming will this be? And I don't like waiting, you know, for a whole year to plan something. So this is the history behind this. I am a web developer by trade. Mostly I'm a programmer. And WordPress is, the thing about WordPress is that people don't understand. They think it's just a blogging platform, but WordPress now powers 40% of all of all the websites on the internet, including NBA.com, Radio City Rockettes.com, it's actually Rockettes.com, National Enquirer.com, all who I did consulting with. So these big companies and entertainment entities are all using this big platform. Well, back in 2016, I decided that I wanted to travel to the United States and I wanted to do more public speaking. And WordPress has what's called WordCamps. And WordCamps are basically conferences that teach people, you know, things about WordPress. And they have them all over the world. They have it almost in every country you can think of. So since 2016, I have actually traveled to, I believe, 9 different cities, including Vancouver, not just the US. And I've also spoken at the United Nations, which is very exciting. But other than the United Nations, Vancouver, believe it or not, the University of British Columbia was my biggest audience. So my Canadian audience was bigger than my United States audience, other than New York. And I just love public speaking. Now, Chris Brogan and Chris Penn, back in 2005, created PodCamp, where just like WordCamp, only it was for podcasters. And it was in person. Nobody was doing Zoom back then like they are now. There was no pandemic to force people onto Zoom. And I spoke in New York and Boston. And I'd never been to Boston before, so I wanted to go to Boston. And then when they stopped it for some reason. Podcasting, like I said at our speaker meeting, podcasting, it seemed like it died in 2009.
It did, yep.
Everybody's podcasting from 2005 to 2009. And then when I had my podcast network back then, nobody was posting new episodes. So I'm like, what's going on here? And then PodCamp stopped. And obviously the writing is on the wall. You got these two amazing men. They're not doing it. So I took my podcast network down. And then literally about 5 years later, I noticed people are saying, visit my podcast. Uh-huh. Oh, this company has a podcast. I'm like, wait a minute. I thought no one's podcasting anymore. And that prompted me to put it up again. But the interesting thing is that when I, with Podno itself, I wanted to continue PodCamp. And now everything's almost on Zoom now. I doubt even with people vaccinating and I doubt we're going to have anything till 2022 in person at least. So Zoom is still pretty strong. And I just wanted to continue with PodCamp, with that tradition. But because I've noticed so many more people podcasting, I just think it's a natural thing at this point. Mm-hmm. And that's what we did. And Megan and I we're sitting down talking about it. You know, we were saying, how are we going to do this? And you know what? The answer was just do it. You know, we're going to do it. We're going to organize it, but we're not going to be too organized. We're basically, what's the word? We're crippling ourselves.
Uh-huh.
We're crippling, is that a word?
No, but you just made it one. That's cool.
I just made it one. We're crippling ourselves to the point we're not going to get anything done. And I just said, you know what? I'm just putting the website up,
mm-hmm.
the webpage up. I'll go talk to speakers. I'll decide what the speakers, you know, what they can talk about, and they'll tell me what they want to speak, and then we'll do promotion, and we're doing it. So that's really, I just did it.
And I, you know, I, and I'm so amazed. I'm so excited, you know, that coming on June 26th, 2021 on Saturday, I'm looking forward to it. You know, so funny because Binge Worthy Podcast. Oh, that's so cool. Binge Worthy Podcast. What creating a binge worthy podcast? That's what I'm going to be speaking about at Podno 2021. Well, today, Netflix announced that they are now going to be a podcasting company. They're adding podcasting to their umbrella.
Oh, wow.
So bingo, how do you turn your podcast into a binge listening podcast similar to, because Netflix now realizes people are binging on podcasts. So people will literally, like when I'm walking, I'll go in for an afternoon walk. I pop my earbuds in, I turn on my favorite podcast, and I listen episode wow. after episode until I get back. So that is why it's so convenient. And to go back to what you said a few minutes ago is, it's more convenient for me to listen to a podcast than to watch a YouTube episode while I'm walking, while yeah. I'm working out, while I'm doing something physical, because I can be walking and looking at a podcast and get hit by a car because I'm not paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not the case when you're listening. You should be listening with your heads up and your eyes open, but that's what the biggest difference is. So you can repurpose. So say, for example, the holiday is coming up, you know, the summer is coming up. You can lay in a hammock and you can watch a podcast, but then you could be playing Frisbee or walking across the beach, listening to the same podcast, but you don't have to watch it, you know?
Yeah.
So give people, that's why I love repurposing my content. Give everyone an option to choose how they want to consume your content, whether they read it on a blog, they watch it on a vlog, or they listen to it in a podcast. I've got you coming and going. Choose your, yeah. you know, choose yeah. your form of entertainment, and the Delaware Blogger is going to be there for you.
That's great. I think that's going to give Spotify and Apple Podcasts a real competition now. And I don't know what happened. I mean, SoundCloud tried to get into it. I don't think I don't see anyone promoting SoundCloud podcasts like they did about a year and a half ago. I think they got crushed by Spotify. But Netflix, you know, is a big player like Spotify and Apple Podcasts. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. Yes, people are binge watching. Now, I will say that Megan and I have started, we didn't put it out yet, but we did start a Netflix related podcast of our own, an audio one called Streaming TV Maniacs. And everything that we are watching, mostly Netflix shows and movies, we are going to do a podcast on that.
Yep. And that is a perfect topic. Yep. That's a perfect
topic. I heard your episode on Coming to America too.
Yes, yes.
I will say that I did watch it with Meg, and I'll be all honest. I happen to think that and we won't go into too much in this.
Yeah.
But I do happen to think that the first Coming to America was 1,000 times better. I just, you know, I don't know, like it was, I'll just basically say this. When Akeem found out that he had a son, honestly, I kind of lost interest. I was like,
yeah, I'm like, know. I didn't understand that until they fed that in. But you know, and I don't even want to get into that, but what you said is what I've said on previous podcasts when it comes to topics. So some people say, what do I talk about? Well, you know what? There are shows that would have been around for years. If you're a Trekker like Star Trek, OMG. Yeah. That's like the best podcast. You could talk about the transition, you know, Spock and, you know, Captain Sue, all of that. If you're into Harry Potter or whatever, you want to do that as opposed to something that may be current now, because it's only a one or two episode and you're going to forget about it. But my husband and I, we watch Perry Mason, you know, we watch Perry Mason, and Perry Mason actually was a radio show before it became a TV show. So it was a podcast before it became television. So we're doing the same thing in the 40s and 50s that, you know, I mean, we're doing the same things now that they were doing in the 40s and 50s. They took radio shows and turned them into TV shows. So your podcast could literally, you know, turn into a show, or vice versa, turn your show into a podcast. So that's a great topic, you know.
Yeah, definitely. It's just a natural progression between audio and video. Mm-hmm. Frankly, one thing you said about watching YouTube videos, believe it or not, I actually, when I'm driving to the office, I actually listen to YouTube videos, but I don't watch them. I actually put my phone down, because most of the people today making YouTube videos just sit there in front of the camera and talk. I don't need to watch that.
Right. Exactly. You know, and you know what? Yeah. I'm going to actually convert my MP3s into MP4s and upload them to YouTube just because of that. You may prefer to go to, there'll be no picture. It'll just be the Canva cover art and then the repurposed MP3. So I'm learning that. I've been having difficulty converting them online. So if you got any tips or tricks for me, let me know. I was having a problem. I don't know what it was, but I have been converting my MP3s to MP4s to have, you know, another way to broaden your brand. I mean, I've got videos on YouTube, hundreds of them. You know, I used to do unboxings and bloggings and, you know, outfit of the day and all that. But now I just want to convert my MP3s to MP4s and to give people another way to consume my content.
Yeah, that's pretty easy. I mean, if you don't have video versions for them, you could just have the little moving.
Mm-hmm. That's all you need. That's all you need. Just the wave. That's all.
So. Yeah, that's it. Now, you know, what's interesting is something I learned from Seinfeld. I don't know if you have, do you keep bloopers of your podcast?
Bruce? No, because I don't have any.
You are perfect. No, we have a lot of bloopers.
No. I am not perfect. That's why I use a bullet. No, I'm serious, Bruce. I can sit here on a Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock and record my 15-minute Delaware Blogger podcast for Saturday morning at 10 a.m. One tank, I'm done.
That's a joke. Well, here's the type of podcast episode we're going to have. So we were having a lot of fun, Meg and I. We do a lot of laughing on our podcast. And sometimes we make each other laugh. And then we realize, should that be a blooper or should that be a kept? And I don't keep my bloopers. It seems like all the TV shows keep their bloopers. They have shows on bloopers, or just YouTube videos. So there's a type of episode on Seinfeld called Highlights of 100. And they take highlights of the first 100 videos. And I realize we laugh a lot. So we're going to have an episode like that. We're going to take all the funny parts. It's going to be a lot of work because you got to go through all your podcast episodes, slice them up, and just say, oh, this one's funny. This one's funny. We want people to laugh. You know, sometimes we flirt with each other. Sometimes we joke with each other, but that's going to be an interesting podcast.
Okay. Yeah, episode. No, that's a lot of work. Yeah. I'm not big on editing. What you hear is what you get, point blank, period. I do not.
Oh, I got to tell you about editing. Oh my gosh.
No, I don't edit odds. And I'm now, if I have a coughing fit, then I'll stop and I'll re-record.
Me too.
But I guess it's so, like with this, we called each other up. You gave me the link. We didn't rehearse this. We're just having a conversation, and I don't know you from, you know, John Doe from Idaho. I keep using that, but I don't know you like that, but yet we can have a conversation and I don't have to prepare for anything. So I guess that's just my gift. I don't know.
That's fantastic. I like that too. I mean, honestly, not everybody needs an interview or questions ahead of time. And some people do, you know, I'm very happy with making it loose except for specific people.
Yeah.
And I don't think, like I said before, I don't think you and I need that. You and I are just too dynamic for that. Now, you and another person, yes, you might need that structure. I might need structure with somebody else. I don't need that with you.
It's our brand.
Natural flow, I think.
Yeah, it's our brand. I mean, it's my brand, and I feel as though it's my show. You know, I asked you to come on. You can come on if you want. It's no skin off my nose if you don't. But I know how I want my, and it's funny you say that, because I had someone recently, you know, I sent them the Q&A, because I take time and I try to investigate who it is I'm talking to. I want to ask questions and stuff like that. I want to know, and I want it to be entertaining, and I want it to be, you know, fun, but I want it. It's my show.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
you're right.
Someone said, well, I don't usually do this. I said, I don't care if you answer however you want, but these are the questions I'm going to be asking you.
You
want
to ask me some questions now?
No, Bruce, because we just free flow in this. Hey, okay. Bruce, how are you? No, because again, you and I are here because you reached out to me. I'm going to be a speaker on PodNote 2021, which is coming June 26th.
You're going to be amazing.
It's going to be amazing. There's going to be guest speakers and entertainment. I'm in Q&A, a lightning round. It's going to be great. And it's coming out of New York. And whatever comes out of New York is great, right? Everything that comes out of New York is great. So that's why we're here. We're promoting each other. We're promoting you. I'm promoting the Delaware Blogger, the Delaware Blogger podcast, because, you know, that's what I do. I do that all day. But again, you know, this is great. You know, we spent an hour together. I love this. You know, we'll chop this up, we'll play it, and, you know, people will enjoy it. So no, I don't need any questions and answers from you. I just wanted to be with you, to support you, to get comfortable with you, so that you know who I am, you know, again, because it is your brand. PodNote 2021 is your brand. If you bring on a knucklehead, people are going to say, you're the knucklehead, not me. You're the knucklehead, not me. So, you know.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. We handpicked the speakers. And of course, I handpicked you as well. And both Megan and I have people coming to us all the time saying, hey, can I be a speaker? And we said, well, for this first time we're doing it, we wanted to pick people we knew were going to give a great presentation just by listening to either the podcast or knowing how they already are. And we picked everyone that we know, that we actually trust. And we can only pick 10 people. We only have so much time in the day. And we were thinking at one point of doing a 2-day event. And I said, you know, we'll do a 1-day event for the first time. And then if it goes well, then we could do another one. We're thinking of doing one at the end of January. All right. If this goes well, it's going to be every 6 months or 7 months. I hope this one goes well. I mean, we're all going to have live music. We're going to have the Q&A, the podcast guest lightning round. People want to know what that is. And this is what it is, in case your subscribers are asking. Podcast guests have 30 seconds to pitch themselves as a guest to podcasters. So either Megan or I are going to, we're going to say, you got 30 seconds, and we're going to have that clock, and we're going to hit the stop button once you're there, or the mute button. And we're just going to go around and do it that way. And we're only going to do it for 1 hour. So we don't know how we're going to get to, you know, let's say there's over 1 hour worth of podcast guests. We don't know how we're going to do it yet, but we got a couple of weeks to figure that out. But yes, PodNote is, you know, we're making sure that after this goes well, we're telling these speakers, okay, you could be a speaker maybe at the next event, but we still want you coming to this one. Right. And we want to make sure that you're not just going to come here and not care, because if you come as an attendee, it shows you care. And that's how we're doing it. So now all these people are like, yeah, we'll come. And then, you know, if we see you there, then we'll consider you to be a speaker.
Right,
but then,
right.
Of course, because we're not going to handpick people, we're going to let, you know, have a form. I did have a form. You could apply as a speaker. And I said, yeah, take the form down. We're just going to find the speakers ourselves for this first one. And that's what we did. So we want to make sure everybody's quality. Now, something, and I'll tell you briefly, I don't know if I'm going to be a speaker because I'm already doing the keynote, the music, you know, but what and I'm going to do the Q&A round. So are you, because we asked you to be in the Q&A panel. But my session was going to be about RSS feeds. And I'll say this very briefly. Most podcasters do not know the magic of an RSS feed. And I'll say this very briefly. If you don't know how powerful your RSS feed is, you are living under a rock. And the reason is because, in a nutshell, and I actually did this session at the New Yorker Hotel at Podno, New York in 2005. I can't tell you how many times I ask the podcasters, give me your RSS feed. And, oh, what's that? I mean, you know what? Anchor gives it to you. Buzzsprout gives it to you. It's right there on iTunes. The reason is because RSS stands for really simple syndication. Okay. Really doesn't really tell you much. Single doesn't tell you much. Syndication tells you a lot.
That's right. That's right.
And when you are watching a rerun from the 70s or the 80s, that show is syndicated. I never knew what that meant. And now it became clear to me where, let's say that a show is on primetime on ABC, NBC, CBS, or whatever, or Fox. And now that show was off the air. No more episodes. 1 year later, you could see it on TBS. You could see it on Netflix, right? What's happening? It's being syndicated. And syndication is very simple. Everybody explains it too technically. Syndication is taking your content from one place and putting it into another, okay? So what does RSS do for podcasters or bloggers? Mm-hmm. You're taking your content, you're putting it on somebody else's website. That is it. So if you can go to anybody and say, hey, look, I got this podcast. And what's interesting is if you know how to program it, and I know how to program it, you take the RSS feed, but what a lot of web developers do is they do what's called an iframe. So the iframe is basically a window in another website, mm-hmm. but iframes, they're not good for mobile. So if they know how to program it, you take the RSS feed and it just shows you all the episodes and their links and it matches the style of the website it's on.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that is very powerful. And if you get five different websites syndicating you through your RSS feed, imagine all the people you're reaching. So that's something, you know, obviously I go in half an hour detail, but I could tell it to you in a minute and a half.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah.
And that's important. And that is so important. It's so funny that you say, you know, syndication, that's what it is. Being able to hear it or see it someplace else, another platform, another time and time zone. It does not matter. We're still now watching like the Cosby Show. I'm like, oh my God, it's so sad about, you know, Bill Cosby, but yo, I'm laughing my head off because the Cosby Show was funny. That's all there is to it, you know? So again, yes. Yeah. So Bruce, thank you so very much. I truly, truly, truly appreciated this dual podcast. Thank you, Bruce.
You got internet. We'll talk soon. Good luck tonight. Okay.
Okay. Have a good one. Bye-bye.